Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. There are parents out there who look like they've got it all together. They seem to have the schedules, the resources, and the answers for everything in their children's lives. But the reality is that most of us are just winging it, and many of us make a lot of mistakes on our parenting journeys. But we don't have to go it alone. The Children's Home Society is here to provide resources to help North Carolina families succeed. This morning, Ariana Bannerman-McGill, the events coordinator of the Children's Home Society of North Carolina, is joining me to tell us more about what they do and a fun upcoming fundraiser that your whole family can participate in. Good morning, Ariana.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to share information about Children's Home Society of North Carolina and our wonderful event we have coming up on June 11th.
Ariana, so tell us, what is the Children's Home Society of North Carolina?
Okay. The Children's Home Society is celebrating its 120-year anniversary. We have been operating since 1902. We specialize in education and prevention programs, family preservation and adoption, and foster care. Ultimately, everything we do is built on our foundational belief that strong families have the power to transform communities. Our mission is to promote the right of every child to a permanent, safe, and loving family.
The Children's Home Society began with the focus on adoption and foster care, but you have expanded and added some programs that are aimed at keeping families together so that foster care or adoption aren't even needed. So tell us about a few of your family-oriented programs.
Absolutely. So some of our programs we offer are foster parent training, Healthy Steps. This program, we partner with Healthy Steps specialists with pediatric providers to offer information and support parents during the first few years of the child's life. And that's very important for a lot of parents, you know, that are either first timers or just need some general help. The next one of the great programs I love, Wise Guys. This program engages young men in an interactive, participatory process that helps them examine their values, set goals for the future, and redefine what manhood looks like. And I know before the pandemic, they were able to go to middle school and really help the middle school age teens, you know, go over different things about their lives that, you know, they either don't receive from family or a mentor.
Yes, because we talk a lot about, you know, women being mothers, but how much training do men get about being fathers?
Exactly. Or just general health. I mean, when I was in school, you know, we just had, you know, information geared toward young women, or it was that general, you know, sex ed class and, you know, you goof off in there just hearing
giggle.
You know, crazy words. Yes. So that's why I truly love when I first started at CHS, I fell in love with the Wise Guys program.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have our SAYSO program, which is an amazing program as well. It stands for Strong, Able Youth Speaking Out. This is a statewide association for youth ages 14 to 24 who are or have been in the out-of-home care system in North Carolina, which includes foster care, group homes, mental health placements. And they also do, once a year, they have SAYSO Saturday, where all the teens and youth ages come together and do a statewide celebration for SAYSO.
So that helps people who have been in the system to relate to each other and share their experiences and maybe help some of the younger kids that are going through it, correct?
Absolutely. And it's, they also get them ready, you know, for life after, if they're in that foster care program, what life looks like. They help them with financial budgets of how to, you know, properly do laundry. So it is a wonderful program to get them ready for what real life is, you know, aims to teach. But yes, SAYSO really gears them for adulthood.
You know, keeping families together is important to the Children's Home Society, but sometimes it's in the children's best interest or safety to live somewhere else. Tell us about the work that you do with foster care.
Right now, we're in the middle of the National Foster Care Month. At CHS, we provide families the support and resources to be a forever family. Whether offering a family-centered service that equips families to safely care for their children or creating a new families through foster care and adoption, our expert staff can help you guide the necessary resources and tools so that you feel confident in the difference you're making in the life of a child and their family. And we're also focused on kinship as well at Children's Home Society. So if there's, you know, an issue at that home, we can help that family build kinship, and they can go to a grandmother or aunt, uncle, and then when it's the right time, maybe they can go back to that parent.
So you really try to help kids stay within their family if possible.
Absolutely. And if that's, you know, if that's not the case, then we focus on that foster and adoption.
I'm speaking with Ariana Bannerman McGill of the Children's Home Society of North Carolina. Ariana, some people think they might like to be a foster parent, but they don't really know if they're prepared. Does the Children's Home Society help with that?
Absolutely. With more than 12,000 children in our foster care, we are always looking for foster parents. The need for foster parents is greater than ever. I often have events with CHS family recruitment staff, and one thing that I love to hear is for them to describe what a foster parent looks like. Sometimes as a young person, I think a foster parent, I have to be married, or I have to have this amount of income, or several rooms in my house. But honestly, anyone can be a foster parent, whether you're single, in a relationship, married. As long as you have a safe environment for that child and love in your heart, you can feel free to reach out for the next steps of how to become that loving parent.
Providing these important resources, of course, takes time and money and support from the community. All of those things are the focus of the inaugural Sunshine 5K and Family Festival that's coming up on June the 11th. Ariana, tell us about the festival.
Absolutely. We are so excited to start this festival. We had a long-term festival, Beach Music, and the pandemic really gave us the opportunity to really find an event that fits our mission that we can share with Guilford County. So CHS Sunshine 5K and Family Festival is named in honor of the first infant adopted through CHS. We are told that her personality was so bright and beautiful, her nickname was Sunshine. We thought that this would be a beautiful way to honor her. Before I go into details, I first have to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, TJ Maxx, Ricky Perrell's Power of Play Foundation, Bassett Furniture, and our in-kind sponsors for helping us make this event happen. This fun community event will include a 5K walk, kids 100-yard dash, live music from part-time party time band, and Big Bang Boom, food trucks, vendors, games, and activities.
So tell us the specifics of what all will be happening that day.
Absolutely. The race and festival will take place at Country Park in Greensboro. All activities will start and finish at the JC parking lot. Starting at 7:50 a.m., former NFL star Ricky Perrell and his team of power at the Power Play Foundation will get our attendees ready with a 10-minute warm-up. So we'll be able to stretch everything out so you don't pull a hamstring, get the kiddos or just the family and your friends ready to start the race. Right at 8 a.m., the 5K will begin for our runners and walkers. We'll have an awards for the top three adults in the 5K. As the 5K participants are completing the race course, the Family Festival will begin. The Family Festival portion of this event is free to all in the community, along with the kids' 100-yard dash that will begin right at 10. We also have awards for the top three children that finish the 100-yard dash. Please feel free to register today at chsnc.org/5K. Once you register, you'll have the option to create an individual or team fundraising page. You can also share your page with your family, friends, and coworkers to help raise funds for CHS. Just by purchasing two tickets today, whether it's a ticket for you and your family, friend, coworker, neighbor, just by two tickets alone, you could deliver parenting resources and education to a struggling parent, not just in the state of North Carolina, but in Guilford County. And I know a lot of people that like to give, they say, oh, well, they don't know where the nonprofit money's going, but it's amazing feeling that this money can stay right here in Guilford County.
Yes, it is. And So this is not just a, you know, sometimes people just have a 5K, but you've got so many other things going on, you know, with the bands and the food trucks and everything. So can people just come out and be a part of the festival without having to run or walk or do any heavy exercise?
Yes. If you're a foodie like me, food trucks are very important. So come on and enjoy some Mexican food, ice cream. You know, we have hamburgers and hot dogs, and the festival is free to just come out and join, or just to have a good time on a Saturday morning to listen to some music and just sit out, or just walk the beautiful country park. That is one huge park. And if you just want to sit down at a picnic table, come out and join us.
Are you still accepting vendors and sponsors?
Absolutely. We are always still accepting vendors and sponsors, even until the day before the event. If you would like to join us as a vendor or sponsor, please visit chsnc.org/5K. You'll be able to find contact information for myself and our corporate philanthropy specialist, and we can guide you of how to complete those steps, how to be a vendor and sponsor. And also during the race day, if you just want to register for the 5K, you're able to do that right before the race starts.
Ariana, how will the money raised from the Sunshine 5K and Family Festival be used?
With the generosity of the donors like you, more families will embrace a stable, brighter tomorrow, and more children will find their forever homes. Your gift builds a strong and secure families.
The Children's Home Society celebrates families, and this event will be a great way for the community to do that. How can people find out more information about the Sunshine 5K and Family Festival and donate or get signed up?
To find out more information about the CHS Sunshine 5K and Family Festival, including registration, event timeline, race course, and FAQs, please visit chsnc.org/5K.
Ariana, can you tell me what has impressed you the most about the Children's Home Society since you have been involved with them?
Absolutely, I sure can. And, you know, I started right before the pandemic, November 2019, and I got to experience our holiday parties with, you know, some of our foster care children in care. We don't like to say foster care, but some of our children in care. And just to see them during the holidays and starting, you know, fresh with a nonprofit, it just really warms my heart. It really gives me the why of why I, you know, plan events to raise money for these children in care. And once the pandemic, you know, settled in, you know, sometimes it's hard to forget, you know, why you're doing that why. But just doing events like this again, you know, coming at the end of pandemic, just really warms me up.
Do you have any final words for our listeners about the Children's Home Society and the upcoming Sunshine 5K and Family Fun Festival?
Rain or shine, please join Children's Home Society Sunshine 5K crew for the Family Festival. With your support, we'll be able to help children in our community and across the state. So we would love to have you. And if you can't make it, feel free to make a general donation. And you can make that donation again at chsnc.org/5K.
Families come in all shapes and sizes. What works for one is very different from another, but the ultimate goal is to make sure our community's children are in a permanent, safe, and loving home, no matter how that may look. The Children's Home Society of North Carolina is working every day to protect our children and give parents the resources to build strong and happy families. To find out more information, visit chsnc.org and make plans to attend the Sunshine 5K and Family Fun Festival on Saturday, June the 11th, starting at 8 a.m. at Country Park in Greensboro. Ariana Bannerman-McGill, thank you so much to everyone working at the Children's Home Society for all that is done for our families, and thank you for talking to me this morning.
Thank you so much, Charlie. I'm so happy to be here and, you know, to showcase Children's Home Society of North Carolina.
And once again, that website is chsnc.org. And if you have an organization, upcoming fundraiser, or event that you'd like featured on Triad Today, please send an email to charlie@987simon.com. That's charlie@987simon.com. You can also find past Triad Today interviews on our website at 987simon.com. Just look under the podcast tab and go to 987 Simon On Demand. I'm Charlie, and this is Triad Today on 987 Simon.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.